Welcome to the Wealth Matters Podcast, where investors come together to better understand how to build passive cash flow and create generational wealth without all the confusing mumbo-jumbo. Here's your host and co-author of Amazon number one bestseller, Alpesh Pamar.
Welcome to Wealth Matters Podcast. I have a guest who went from tons of debt and totally completely debt-free. His name is John Shookman. He actually lost a full-time W-2 job and struggled mentally and emotionally for months before he found his home in real estate business and a passion for not only helping his own clients, but he also has a gift for helping others grow businesses organically through the power of social media. So welcome, John.
Thank you so much, man. Honored to be here. And thank you for what you're doing to help people learn about investing. I'm excited to talk to everybody today.
Yeah, no, I'm trying my best. And a guest like you helped me with that. So,
well,
yeah.
Thank you.
So we start with this question with everyone. Tell us something interesting or funny about yourself.
Yeah, so I think probably something interesting about myself is I'm a huge sports fan. And I think another interesting piece is I've probably had more jobs than anyone in the world. Not necessarily a good thing, but I'm sure we'll get into my journey here. But basically, from the time I was 16 to about 32, a couple years ago, I probably had about 30 jobs.
Wow.
So I've been in a lot of jobs and really just found that my niche was not in a W-2 world. So for those of you like a 9-to-5 job, I realized that I had gifts for being like an entrepreneur, started exploring different things, got into real estate. So I still remember the day, February 26, 2019, when I lost my last W-2 job. And so it has been a journey since 2019, right? All the debt, you know, at the time my wife was pregnant and with our first child, he's now 3 years old. So it's been quite a journey, man. It certainly has, but I've had a lot of jobs over the years.
Wow. So interesting. And again, this episode is not about me. But when you were talking, I went back to, you know, I was able to rewind the clock and I literally went through what you went through.
Yeah.
Not exactly same.
Yeah.
But July 28th, 2009.
Okay.
I got laid off.
Yeah.
That was my last W-2 job.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife was pregnant with our first child.
So funny, man. Isn't that? Yeah. Not funny then, but now funny. We can look back. And
right.
Say,
and November 6th, she was born. Right. So it was the toughest time I had. Right. That a month or month and a half where I was looking for a job. And, you know, the market was pretty bad. Mm-hmm. 2009, you could not find anything. And somehow, you know, by God's grace, I found a consulting gig. And that opened my eyes that, okay, I need to start my own IT business.
Yep.
So I started, you know, running business and I still have that business, but that reminded me that now I need to generate passive income streams, multiple streams of income. And I started in real estate back in 2015. And here I am trying to share all the knowledge I gathered in last 7-8 years. So it's very interesting. Why people like us only realize that we are entrepreneurs when we get fired, right? I think
Well, I love what you said, by God's grace, man, because that's exactly how we've done it, how we've built a successful business. We've been super blessed. I do, for your audience out there, and I know you help a ton of people and you have a great show. I would encourage you, if you have a job that you're like, I really don't love this, I don't think I'm good at this. There's a quote by Albert Einstein. And it says, everyone is a genius, but if you judge a fish by its ability to climb a tree, it will grow up its whole life thinking it is stupid. And I think that quote really, you know, kind of describes your journey, my journey. And that's kind of what I always felt, kind of stupid and like, oh, you can't keep a job. And I wasn't like stealing money or sleeping with the boss like that. Like I really wasn't. I just had that entrepreneurial dream. And so like got into real estate. But I would just encourage anyone, you know, if you feel like you don't belong, I would encourage you to try an entrepreneurial path, right? Listen to this show, right? Listen to other shows that can kind of teach you how to do it. And so, yeah, I know you do that on your show every week, you know, and a couple times a week now, and share that with people. So I think that's incredible. And that there's people out there that are sitting at a desk every day, 9 to 5, hating it. And really they need to like consider something else or try to build a business.
This is so true. And last 3-4 years, things have changed drastically. Literally, you can build any type of business by working from home, right? This Absolutely. Work from home technology and all that, how people are getting used to Zoom and whatnot, it yeah. has changed everything, right? Before, even in my IT business, I had to travel. But since, I would say, for me at least, because I was in IT, I started working from home since 2016. But now I talk to everyone. Even the doctors are working from home. Virtual yeah. visits, right? Which you would not have thought of. So you're 100% right. This is the time to start looking at least multiple streams of income. There are so many ways, maybe an hour a day, or maybe you start investing passively, yeah. right? And that changes the whole game. So no, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So after getting laid off, mm-hmm. how did you find real estate?
Yeah.
What did you think like when you saw real estate deals?
Yeah. Well, I think the biggest thing about real estate was I know that real estate is about relationships and sales. Yes. I've always been good at sales, and I love people. So I have a stepdad, and he really taught me to sell ice to an Eskimo, right? He's very good at sales. But I think there's that piece with relationships. I have some friends who are in real estate. I now lead a team with Andrew, who, you know, was a friend at the time in real estate. And when I lost, I remember a text I sent him like, hey, tell me how real estate's going. And he's like, tell me about the bank, because that was my W-2 job. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not at the bank anymore. Let's chat. And so I said to him like, hey, would I be good at real estate? Would I be successful? What do I need to know? And he kind of said, like, you would be good at real estate. It takes some time to build up customers. So you need to be prepared to make no money for a little bit. Yes. But once you kind of hit it, you'll you know, have a lot of success. So also the friend who sold us our house when we bought in 2017, she is also a realtor, was now joined our team. But she kind of guided me and just said, hey, this is, you do have the skills to be successful here. So, and I also think real quick, I do think something real quick, if you don't mind, you know, when you said like, well, how did you get your jobs, everything else? Well, how do you figure out what you want to do in the entrepreneurial space? So often people ask me about growing their business on social media. And so for those of you out there that feel like, well, I don't even know what business to start. I don't know what to do. Like, well, I now have a podcast for realtors. Why? Because realtors were asking me questions. And so I think for those of you out there, think about the questions people ask you and see if you can start a business doing that. Right. My real estate podcast has grown so much. When I started it, I had made $30,000 in real estate, but somehow people liked me. People took my advice and it helped their business. Right. So you stop waiting for permission for someone to tell you you're amazing, you're doing great in real estate or whatever business, and just start building something, right? A podcast, whatever it is. So anyway, sorry to segue that, but that's kind of my advice to people. And that's kind of how I found out I could be good at real estate, really.
No, that kind of makes sense. So the reason I started podcast was because my friends were asking me, because I always kept talking about real estate. They're like, oh, how did you do it? Where did you find deal? How do you make this connection? Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, it was very hard for me to give them one-on-one education. So I'm like, okay, let me just start a podcast and start sharing what I know. And if they are really interested, they will start listening. And that's how, you know, I continue to grow. So that totally makes sense. So what is your niche in real estate, right? We didn't talk, is it wholesaling? Is it buy and hold? Is it short-term rental, realtor?
Yeah, I mean, really, in my work as a realtor, it's a lot of, you know, helping clients. A lot of those people are first-time home buyers because I was a newer realtor. Now I've gotten together with some investors. I know you ask people about like how they invest. It's so funny because we're just starting to invest now, right? For 2 years from going from like broke to now, we basically became debt-free, paid off our house this summer. And so really our investment journey was like, well, just pay off the house. The numbers don't make sense, but we had followed Dave Ramsey's principles for our personal debt. And I know he's kind of polarizing in the entrepreneurial space.
I was laughing, right?
Yeah. But I do think, for us, it was a hard issue. We wanted to at least pay off our house and that like feel like we have no debt. And now as we think about investing, we're like, well, we would get mortgages.
Yeah, you got to go back to, yeah.
Yeah. But I do think, some of, you know, so a lot of what I do now is, you know, with real estate clients, a lot of, you know, when you start, it's a lot of buyers. Now I've gotten with a lot of sellers, and now I've been in about 3 years. I'm starting to work with some investors as well who want to like swoop up some properties. So yeah, kind of all over the place, whatever people need help with in this area, I'm here to help them. And of course now I coach and train realtors through my podcast and through a membership for realtors as well. So it's been a lot of fun.
Oh, that's crazy. So we didn't talk about this question. So let me throw you a curveball.
Yeah.
What's coming for real estate, residential real estate? Because I know the rates are rising and whatnot. Yep. What are you seeing?
Yeah. So absolutely. So I firmly believe, right? I don't have a magic eight ball, but I still believe home prices will be up a year from today. You know, one of the things too, to make a good realtor, and those of you listening, I know it's a lot of investors, but as you think about if you're a licensed realtor helping your clients, you want to do right by them, right? And so I have clients that are like, oh my goodness, is 2008 coming? And I kind of explain 2008. Like, I'm like, look, I don't want to get political. Let me tell you what was happening in 2008, right? There weren't as many regulations on mortgages. They were trying to give loans to everybody, some people that could not afford them. And so what is happening is, yes, the rates have risen, right? And again, this isn't to get political, Republican, Democrat, you know, anything like that, or people that like politicize what happened with COVID. But you got to think about during what happened with COVID, there was so much where, people couldn't work. And so they gave money to people. And then, of course, they saw the debt and they're like, well, we have to correct. What do we do with this? And that's when the Fed has raised the rate. So it's high right now around me. I think it's 7%. So a lot of my buyers have kind of like put a hold on, which I can understand and respect. But I still think as we get through, you know, the fall and winter, I think spring's going to come around. It's still going to be a hot market. I still think it's going to be hard to find properties. And, you know, if you ask me a year from today, where are prices? I still think they are up compared to today. Probably not. And again, I think as we talk about a shift, it's actually good. It's not bad. A shift is good because we can't handle, and I don't know what it is in San Francisco, but here it was like 20% year over year, right?
That's everywhere.
You can't handle. People can't afford to buy houses when it's up 20 to 25% year over year.
Right.
And so I think what's coming is, you know, things are going to shift a little bit. I still think home prices will be up, but it's going to be a more reasonable up 5 to 6% next year.
Yeah. I know I threw you a curveball. And so one thing I want to make it clear with everyone, that real estate market is local.
That's
your market would go up 5 to 6%. I'm 100% sure that San Francisco market would be at least down 10 to 20%.
Really? Yeah.
Oh yeah. It means just to tell you, put things in perspective, and I have mentioned this at least 10 times in this podcast. My next door house sold for in March of 2020 for $1.35 million. It was sold in March of 2022 for $2.35
million. Oh, okay.
So same property.
Yeah.
No changes, nothing, no renovation, because it's still 2006 built. So over here, it wasn't even 20%. And at that price range, basically we are up like 60, 70% in last 2 years.
And then, you're going to have people that price in that market are like, well, we have to move out. And that will impact that. For sure.
And there is no affordability. So it has to come. It has to even out for people who can actually, move here. Right. So it would be interesting, but no, thank you. So let's talk about your journey. How much debt did you have 3 years ago?
Yeah, man. Well, thank you. I love this question. And it's just, again, we're very thankful. We've been blessed. So 3 years ago, we were had $70,000 in consumer net, consumer debt. That's car loans, student loan, and just credit cards. And we also owed on our house. We owed about $150,000 at that time as well.
Crazy.
So 220 about.
Yeah. Then how did you become completely debt-free?
Yeah, man. Well, again, I know he's very polarizing. We follow Dave Ramsey's plan in terms of saving an emergency fund, saving, 3 to 6 months of living expenses. We ended up, our first son was born. By the time he turned a year, we had paid off the $70,000. And so that would have been 2020. And then by March of 2021, when our daughter was born, we actually had saved up a year of living expenses in that time. And so being in real estate, we wanted a little more of an emergency fund. And then real estate really grew. And so we were like, we could pay off our house. Now, again, the numbers didn't make sense. We might have done it differently at this point. But so we ended up. So, and actually, it's funny, summer of 2020, my business was like not really going yet. We were still dealing with COVID. We asked a family member if we could move in with them because we were like, we can't keep our house. What are we going to do? 2 years later, in June of 2020, the consumer debt was gone. And, June 20th or thereabouts, we paid off our house. So in a span of 2 years, $220,000 in debt was cleared out. And again, we've been so blessed. We're so thankful. What I want your audience to hear is if they're frustrated, if they feel depressed, if they feel like we can't succeed, we have too much debt, we have this, you are like one open door from an opportunity. If you would have told me in June of 2020, in 2 years, you'll be debt-free and would have paid off $220,000 in debt, I would have laughed at you, right? I would have said, yeah, right, not possible. And so it's just taking small steps, walking through open doors. There are so many possibilities.
That's awesome. So yes, you mentioned Dave Ramsey, and as you said, he's polarizing, but it works for some people. And especially if you are in huge debt, I would highly recommend checking that out, because that means our mindset has been about spending.
Yes.
You got to turn it around and start thinking about saving.
Absolutely. And I think Dave, I disagree a little bit on the real estate side at this point, especially as I think about investing. Yes. But for getting out of debt and for people, I used to drive, like my in-laws live 20 minutes away, and I used to drive to their house, and on the way I would stop at the Turkey Hill gas station and get a Pepsi for $2. And so I think what Dave taught me was, hey, watching where your money is going, and hey, it's fine if you're going to drink a soda, buy a six pack at the store where they're 30 cents a piece in your grocery budget instead of being $2 at Turkey Hill. So I think I was not good at managing money when me and my wife got married. I think it's 6 years ago. So 2016, right? I had no money to my name and I had debt, right? So I wasn't making the mature decisions needed to think about investing, to think about savings and retirement. And so I'm glad we got on the same plan, did Dave Ramsey. And now our next step is some real estate investments.
No, and that totally makes sense. And again, I spend as well, but I also save, right? So it's my own philosophy where I make sure that I don't have any kind of debt other than real estate.
Yeah,
I don't. I want zero debt. Real estate is where, because I'm investing and I'm making sure if I'm paying 4%, 5% interest, I'm making 8-10% back. So it's called arbitrage, right? Arbitraging someone else's money. So that's why it's important. So, but you got to balance it out.
No, and I think that I love your point about real estate because, when I bought my house, I was told I had a very involved family member. And they said, you can't afford this house. Now here you can get it. Now I think the median house price is $300,000. So it's not extreme. Like we bought our house for $165,000 and 3 years later, it was worth $250,000.
Right.
So I'm so glad I got a mortgage and bought the house and didn't listen to the advice about real estate. And I agree. If there's properties around here where you could buy $100,000, $200,000 property and rent it out for a good amount of money. And so I think I would consider a mortgage at $1,300, $2,000 a month if I can rent it out for $3,000, right?
Yep. So. That's the whole point, right? As long as you are making money, if it's a negative cash flow, I don't recommend it. Don't rely on that. Appreciation. Yep. But if someone else is going to pay your mortgage and interest, why not? Right. So let's talk about, you became debt free and we understood, but because you focused on the business, right? So how to grow the business the right way?
Yeah. Yeah. I love this. So what I learned, so basically the 30-second version is I became a realtor in August of 2000. I always forget. We're in 2019. So I've been, so just over 3 years, right? So that's when I became a realtor. I'm sorry. I did not sell any homes for the first 6 months, right? It was August to April. I did not sell any homes. And so what I did learn though, and I, you know, I had done this previously in previous careers, like was using social media. And so I, even though I wasn't selling homes, anytime I was doing anything real estate related, I would put it on Facebook, put it on Instagram, use Facebook and Instagram stories. And what I learned was, you know, as I showed homes for those 6 months, people started to send me messages like, oh my goodness, you're crushing it in the business. Oh my goodness, you're doing amazing. And I'm thinking, I didn't say this, but I'm thinking like, you don't even understand. I'm really struggling. But but what I learned and what I want people to hear is like social media in your business is all about perception, right? So again, you're not, don't be dishonest. I was honest, yes. But I had one of my first clients look at 63 homes.
And oh,
so every time I showed them a home, right, I Facebook story, Instagram story, and really grew my business that way, right? People, it looked like I was a lot busier because of all those houses that I saw. So growing your business the right way, use social media. One of the things I love about Google My Business, Facebook, Instagram, is it's free, right? There's paid right, stuff yep. you can do, but it's free. And so use those things to grow your business. If you're an investor, reach out to people on social media. It costs nothing. It costs absolutely nothing to reach out to people. And so I leveraged social media, and now our team has probably the biggest social media presence in the entire Lancaster County area in real estate because we post everything. We post coming soon, under contract, sold, all of the things, you know, the client reviews. And we, you know, and people see that there's realtors who are crushing it here, but they never post on social media.
Right.
And so they have no, so their online presence is dead. And that's a way that, I mean, people look, you know, you think about 20 years ago, no one was using Zillow or yep. realtor.com to find properties. Well, now everyone's looking at me on Facebook, looking at our team before they contact us. I had a client who recently contacted me and he said, hey, I'm looking for a realtor. I Googled realtors and you came up. Well, right. I don't pay for that, but that's just the organic presence yep. of our stuff. And they found me and I'm going to list their house. So that's how I feel you can build your business the right way is use social media and create relationships. People want to do business with people that they know, like, and trust. So be that trustworthy person. I have clients that want to look for like a rental. I don't make any money doing that, right? As our company doesn't compensate for that. But what do I say to them? Oh, no, I can't help you. Forget it. No, I help them because I want to create a great relationship because yes. guess what? Those people in a year or 2 years
they'll
are going to
need
to buy a home. And they'll look at me and say, hey, you helped us so much, even though you didn't have to. Can you help us buy? So build relationships and use organic social media.
Oh, that is so true, right? It's so. What social media do you use, and how do you where do you get most of the leads?
Yeah, absolutely. When you talk about leads, it's funny because we don't pay for anything. We just do it organically. But for instance, I think when I talk to people about their business, they're like, "Well, I don't use my business page because no one likes or comments or whatever." And I'm like, right, but you want to track that, right? So when I coach someone on social media, if you're getting in 100 engagements, well, so like Facebook's our main one. We also use Instagram, LinkedIn, but Facebook specifically, I use a business page for our team and I can track that, right? Mm-hmm. And so if I only get 100 engagements this month, okay, bummer, but let's try to grow it, right? So whenever we post something, like if I have a listing coming soon, or let's say I just helped you buy a house. You're at the settlement table. We post that the home was sold to our business page. I share that. I tag you in the post. Right. Your friends all see that.
Yep.
And they say, oh, look how happy he is at the settlement table, right? We post pictures of happy people yes. buying homes. And so there's an emotional piece where you're like, oh, John looks happy buying that house. I want to feel happy. I'll contact right. John, you know, to help me buy. So that kind of stuff.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you so much for sharing your story and a lot of golden nuggets. Are you ready for fire round?
Let's do it.
Would you be changing any business or investment strategy because of inflation or recession?
Yeah, absolutely. I think my strategy right now, honestly, and again, we spent so much time paying off debt that we didn't really invest in real estate. I'm looking for opportunities where homes are cash flowing pretty well, and like the margin is big. So like, it's kind of like you said, if the margin's only $100 or you're waiting for the home to appreciate, yes. not a good investment. But I'm feeling like people are going to get priced out, and I'm like, okay, I want to buy rentals. I'm ready to jump in. So my investment is probably the opposite of everyone else. I'm ready to get into it.
Well, that's great. Favorite real estate or finance or any other related book?
Yeah, absolutely. So I actually, I love Dave Ramsey's stuff. I love Rich Dad, Poor Dad, right? It's actually two different things. So I think Rich Dad,
opposite. Poor Dad.
So Rich Dad, Poor Dad would be a good one. And I think just, you know, growing your relationships with people. I spent years working for Chick-fil-A. Truett Cathy wrote books talking about like how he built the business. And if you haven't studied Chick-fil-A, go look at what they do.
Yeah.
Read some of those books.
Any tool or website you recommend or you cannot live without?
Well, I would say for me, Facebook and Instagram all the time. I think going around with the mobile MLS for sure is huge. Me and my wife even will be driving around and we'll be like, what's that house selling for? And so I just think, you know, and again, you probably don't get the best deals on the market, but it's nice to kind of see, hey, what's going on, you know, where we're at, like as we just drive around.
Any advice for beginner investors?
Absolutely. And I love this question because I feel like we beginner investors, we're in the same boat together. I would say don't panic. It's going to be emotional. And I would say don't jump at a property I'm not going to invest just to invest. I want to make sure it makes sense.
That's great. How do you give back?
Yeah, man. Well, I love this question. I think everything I do is about leaving a legacy for my family, for the people that know me. And so I serve by like serving at my church. I serve, you know, my clients by checking in. Hey, do you guys need anything? I had a client that recently had a family member pass away. And so it's not business. It's just, I think it's all about building relationships and seeing how you can help people.
That's awesome. How can my listeners reach out to you?
Absolutely. Well, again, thank you so much. Thanks for what you're doing and how you're helping people as they think about investing and, you know, legacy and, you know, saving. That's all really good stuff. And I would say for people that want to contact me, you can find me online, John Shookman. It doesn't look at all like it sounds. It's not spelled that way. So it's S-C-H-U-C-H-M-A-N. And really the easiest place is probably my website. So therealestatesurvivalguide.com. therealestatesurvivalguide.com. I have a podcast there. I have a membership for realtors. And I want people to not feel stressed about social media. So this is not a pitch because I have nothing to sell you, especially if you're not a realtor. But if you are like, okay, John, how could I leverage Facebook and Instagram a little better in my business? Let's jump on a 30-minute, 15-minute call. I'll give that for free for any of your listeners. Just reach out to me and I'm happy to chat about it. So you can even email me, john@johnshookman.com. I'm happy to chat. I really want people to feel inspired and I want people to feel empowered, right? That we can do this. Don't stress. Don't, you know, social media can sometimes be so stressful. Don't stress. Don't make it a big deal. Just take one, you know, small next step. So yeah, that's where they can find me, therealestatesurvivalguide.com.
Thank you so much, John, for your time.
Thank you so much for everything you're doing. Have an awesome day.
Thanks for listening to the Wealth Matters podcast. If you enjoyed it, please leave us a 5-star rating on iTunes so others can enjoy the show too. Have a great week and happy investing.